At one point in time, cancer was too serious a subject to make jokes about. The books of the 1970s and 80s were generally medical texts. The films were almost always tearjerkers. But while cancer is still a serious subject today, the conversation about it has changed.
You're going to be fine, man. You're young. Young people beat cancer all the time. Every celebrity beats cancer. Lance Armstrong, he keeps getting it.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Guy from Dexter, he's
right.
Okay.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. 50-50. If you were a casino game, you'd have the best odds.
That's a clip from the 2010 film 50-50. More and more, cancer patients are writing their own memoirs rather than letting doctors write it for them, and those memoirs are wrenching, powerful, and sometimes they're funny. When Kaylin Andrus was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer at age 23, Lance Armstrong's Live Strong campaign didn't speak to her. In her eyes, the chemo chair looked something like Torquemada would use, and the circulatory system looked like the New York subway map. She started a blog called Cancer Is Not Funny, It's Hilarious, and that blog became a comic book called Terminally Ill, and Kaylin Andrus joins us today in studio.
Thank you for having me.
You look great. You look great, by the way.
I haven't cut my hair since I lost it, so this is like a gauge.
Long, and we should say it's down below your clavicle. Yeah, long, long, dark hair. And you are turning this comic book, Terminally Ill, has been very popular, and you're turning it into a graphic novel.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, what the graphic novel covers just your journey from your diagnosis to remission?
It's sort of the surreal fantasy that's loosely based in reality. It starts off with my diagnosis and a couple of things that happened to me that were really funny. They were just so absurd. But then it sort of takes this surreal tangent, and I go inside my own body and I try and literally fight my tumor.
As a superhero.
Yeah.
A mohawked punk
exactly.
Superhero.
Like Tank Girl. That
absolutely.
Was really the inspiration. I used to read Tank Girl comics when I was a teenager, and I just loved them, and I really wanted to just be her.
You know, you're writing for an audience, and that audience is you. And I know that doctors have told you, look, this comic isn't for everybody. But what is it about your take on cancer and getting through cancer that you think appeals more to, say, a 20-something?
Well, the thing is, more and more young adults are getting diagnosed with cancer and getting through treatment and having a life after cancer. And that's when you have to deal with all of the really strong emotional baggage that goes along with having to deal with your own mortality. So I think that young adults want to relate to something real, like a real story. Sharing real pain and how hard it is to get through the cancer experience, but at the same time, making fun of it. It's like a total 180.
Yeah, you seem to have been really turned off by the, you know, strings and orchestral music commercials and the headscarves and the wristbands. And that seemed to really, I don't want to say offend you, but it just turned you off.
It did. Those bigger sort of organizations really, they just seem sort of out of touch with young adults or people that are actually going through this right now and need emotional support. You know, you're so removed from cancer when you're just buying, you know, pink Doritos, you know?
Well, we're speaking with Kaylin Andrus. She started a comic book called Terminally Illin, which was supported by a Kickstarter campaign, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you have gotten the funds that you need to turn it into a longer graphic novel.
Yes, we're so excited.
So tell me about, you know, some of these things which to me seem horrifying, you know, going in for your chemo treatments and seeing that chair, which you described as kind of a torture chair.
Mm-hmm.
explain how that became in your mind so absurd that it was funny.
It wasn't so much being in the chemo chair. I had 16 rounds of chemo, and one round is 5 days, 8 hours a day. So
wow.
I was in that chair connected to an IV 24/7 for like 8 months practically. So it was pretty traumatizing.
Yeah.
Especially at 23, 24, I had to deal with mortality and the cancer friends that I had made that were giving me support dying, you know, so it's a lot to deal with. And then there was no dialogue about that. I searched for something that would really explain, you know, what it's like. What can you expect? How can you get through it? What is life like afterwards? So that's what I wanted to make.
So you made the journey, at least in your imagination, that I imagine a lot of cancer patients want to make. You imagine going inside and literally fighting the cancer like the Avengers. And you know, you chose superpowers for yourself. Was that what you needed? Was that the kind of thing that you were looking for?
Certainly, it's both. It's that entertainment and telling a story visually. When I was going through cancer, I was too tired to read, really, and I love reading. So it was really hard, but I know that I could read a comic book, you know, I could look at the pages and whatnot. I don't know.
What about your family and your friends who were having to deal with an illness that can be terminal? The idea of having to lose you, the possibility, that must have been hard for them as well. What did they think when they read this really kind of ironic, sarcastic, like we say, a little bit punk rock take on what you were going through?
They loved it.
Really?
Know? Oh, yeah. Sure. My sister was really one of the people that helped get me through, because I was living with my mom and she was there helping me. And we sustained ourselves on, you know, trashy reality TV and jokes. And without that, I don't even know how I could have made it, you know, just psychologically.
You know, when you started your blog, it almost sounded to me, I mean, you call it Cancer Is Not Funny, It's Hilarious, right?
Is Cancer is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did someone say that to you? Cancer is not funny? Did someone tell you to stop joking?
Yeah. My very first chemo, I was waiting in the waiting room. You do a lot of waiting, obviously, if you have cancer. And my sister and I were joking and making fun of this ridiculous cancer merch brochure that was on the table, and you know, ads for wigs and like turbans and all sorts of things.
So creepy. It's so wild.
It was really scary because, and also everything is catered to older adults. All of the merchandise, all of the wigs, all of that, and it's just not what you want to go to when you're so young. And one of the older people sort of heard us snickering and laughing, and he came up and said, "You shouldn't joke about that. You know, cancer is not funny." To which I just thought in my head, "Cancer's hilarious."
What do you want to say to him? You never say
it's
it.
It's really then. Funny.
You never say
you didn't answer him?
I just said sorry, probably.
You thought of it later, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's
then you went home
is.
And started your blog.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And what was that very first blog?
I really just blogged about how I felt and what the symptoms were. Everything I went through, I just sort of wrote a play-by-play because I just wanted to have that documented and out there for people to come to as a resource. And it just took off from there. I'm still doing it, surprisingly.
But there have been some people who found their way to you through your blog, through your comic book, that are no longer with us.
Yes. Yeah, many. That's just one of the things you have to accept when you're befriending cancer patients is that sometimes they're going to die. And it's a really sad thing, but just terrible chemo symptoms, you know?
Caitlin Andrus was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer at age 23. You've been in remission for how long?
3 years. I've had Ewing sarcoma, and then at age 25 I had thyroid cancer. So I guess it's been like 2 years.
That
you
is
look
not
great.
Funny. Caitlin.
No,
it's
not.
Not funny. You
cancer
look great.
Survivor, author of the comic book Terminally Illen, which will soon be a graphic novel, available when?
It'll be available next year through Last Gasp, which is a great iconic publisher.
Caitlin Andrus, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can follow that story. You can get a peek at page one of Caitlin's graphic novel, Terminally Illen, at thetakeaway.org. We want to hear your stories. Was there an ordeal in your life that could only be eased with a little laughter? What's hilarious that no one else would think is funny? Are there topics in this day and age that could be that could use a little more humor. We know you can help us with that. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can join the conversation anytime by starting up for our listener, signing up for our listener response network. We'll send you one text per day asking you a question featured on tomorrow's show so your voice can be part of the on-air conversation. Just text START to 69866. That's START to 69866. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.